صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madrini channel, Alhamdulillah, once again we are back with our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Alhamdulillah, during these episodes and of our program, we have been mentioning many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to the virtues and excellences of sending salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with great refreshing accounts and parables of our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala in relation to the benefits that they achieved and received due to their recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah ta'ala, today we will also learn about specific timings for reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the way, it is through its excellence that reciting is not conditional, nor is it required to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at any specific time, as Allah has made His worship so convenient for us that it can be done at any time whatsoever. Similarly, He made this unique worship of reciting salawat upon His beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so convenient for us that we can recite salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam whenever we want. It is not bound to any time. It is not specific to a particular time of the day, whether it be in the morning, whether it be in the evening, whether it be during the day, or whether it be during the night. Salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be presented in his blessed court no matter whilst we are walking, whilst we are moving, whilst we are sitting, whilst we are standing, before or after salah, before or after the adhan, before or after making dua. In short, salawat can be sent upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam whenever an individual wishes, that too in the words of the choice of that individual and at the place of that individual. Wherever he is, whatever he may be doing, whatever time of the day it may be, whatever words of salawat he wishes to use, as long as these words of salawat are not contradicted with the sharia, they can be used to pay your respects, to send your salawat and salam, durood e paak, upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is no restriction in the time and place. There is a holy verse in the glorious Quran in which we are ordered to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this verse is famously known as the ayah of durood, the verse of durood. Let's also listen to that verse of the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعليه صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. So in this particular verse of the glorious Quran, we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are to send salawat and salam upon his beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islam brothers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam expressed his favor and his approval for that person who sends salawat upon him a lot of the time. Therefore it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala once paid a visit to the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and asked the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about salawat. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I abundantly recite salawat. Kindly advise me how often I should recite salawat. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, recite as much as you wish. Then Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, and he asked that what about 1/4 of my time? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, recite as much as you want. If you do more, it would be better for you. Then once again, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b asked that if I spend half of my time reciting salawat upon you, and the Prophet ﷺ replied, recite as much as you wish, and if you recite more, it would be better for you. Then I said, is it fine if I spend 2/3 of my time reciting salawat upon you? The Prophet ﷺ again replied, recite as much as you wish, if you do more, it would be better for you. The more he increased the range of time, the more the Prophet ﷺ expressed his favors and his approval for it. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will devote my whole time for reciting salawat upon you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, then reciting durood is sufficient for you, for relieving you of your sorrows and distress, and then all of your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. Now listen to these different occasions that are mentioned by the ulama when we should be reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just after making wudu, after performing tayammum, just after ghusl janabah, for the Islamic sisters, after their ghusl of haid, their menstruation period, after they come clean from this and make ghusl, after that they are to recite durood pak. Durood that we recite in salah, after salah, at the time of iqama, in the morning and in the time of maghrib, sunset, in kunut, at the time of waking up for tahajjud, after tahajjud salah, the time when passing through a masjid, at the time of seeing a masjid, entering a masjid and exiting the masjid, after replying to the muazzin on the day of Jumu'ah, on the night of Jumu'ah, on the day of Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, between the sermons of Jumu'ah and the two Eids, in the funeral salah and takbirat of Eid, in the month of Sha'ban, at the time of laying a dead body into the grave, when seeing the blessed Kaaba Sharif, climbing the mountain of Safa and Marwa, at the time of performing the talbiyah and saying labbaik, kissing the Hajj Aswad, returning from Multazam on the night of Arafah, at the Maqam of Mina in Masjidul Khayf, visiting the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, paying a humble visit and homage to the Muwajjah Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when bidding farewell to the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of seeing blessed Tabarukat, the holy relics, the blessed belongings and the blessed Maqamat, places that are linked with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, passing through and the blessed ways and visiting the places where he sallallahu ta'ala rested, or the martyrs still rest in peace, such as the place of Badr and other ways which remind us of the blessed areas that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala visited and his blessed relics. At the time of performing khutbah, the sermon for nikah, the one suffering from sleeplessness is also advised to recite salawat. Recite salawat when going towards the marketplace, entering your home in a state of sorrow and grief, worriness, turbulence, alarming situation of danger of drowning. In the start, middle and end of dua, at the time of listening to the voice of azan, feeling numbness in your leg, sneezing, forgetting something, one should recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he forgets something. At the time of repenting of sins, in the beginning and conclusion of a meeting, at the time when brothers meet one another, at the time of the completion of the glorious Quran and hifz of the Quran, meaning memorization of the glorious Quran, leaving a gathering at every such place where an ijtima is held for the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, when giving a fatwa, a shari'i verdict, when reading a hadith, imparting knowledge to others, at the time of writing the blessed name of the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brothers. How lovely and great such occasions and timings are, and we wish that we all are able to become one of those individuals that make reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam our wazifa of our day, part of our daily routine. That it is a daily invocation for us, that our tongues are moist at all times with the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I wish we would start our days, every new and permissible action, by reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine how great it would be if we remember the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from time to time during our day. Subhanallah, how beautiful of a day that will be for a lover and devotee of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that that after every few hours, he is remembering the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when he mentions and remembers the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just at this moment, I want you to also recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and feel the sweetness of this recitation of salawat in your heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look at the amount of sweetness there is in the recitation of Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful Allah has made the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned in the past episodes that how the honeybee, it gathers the nectar from all different places, and sometimes that nectar, it is either of no taste or it is very, very bitter. And then these honeybees, they recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this is what makes the honey very, very sweet. That nectar, it turns into sweet honey through the blessing of the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned previously as well, the condition for all of this is true love and devotion towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the heart. When you have this true love and devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is when truly you will feel the essence of and the sweetness of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those that find this sweetness, find this pleasure in the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that whatever they are doing, they are busy reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will find that they won't just be sitting there doing nothing. Even when they are sitting there waiting for something to take place, their tongues will be moist with the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they find the sweetness in this recitation. We need to also work towards this, make dua that Allah continuously blesses us with this as well, that we are blessed with what? With the ability to gain from the particular blessings and sweetness of recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So all of you, through the blessing of this program that we've had, the cure of every illness, salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we make it part of our routine, part of our life. So what do? We send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of this program. This is why we brought all of these narrations in front of you, from our first episode up until this episode, so that we realize the importance of reciting salawat and what awaits us when we recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As human beings, our nafs, it works in a very different way, very mysterious way. Either it gets inclined to the benefits in relation to a particular action, or it is fearful of the punishment for missing out on that particular action. That is why it will go and do a particular action. So in our series of episodes, our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli Ala Muhammad, we've tried to cover both of these aspects. That what is the reward and the benefit of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then also we had a few episodes when we talked about what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in relation to those people, that when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in front of them, they did not recite salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is the consequence of this? That was also mentioned. And in relation to both of these, in addition to both of these, we've also mentioned the accounts and the parables of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala, so that we can learn from the experience and we can learn from what they have witnessed and the benefits that they achieved, so that we can learn from that and implement it into our lives as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate in this day and age. We have the platform of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, even this Madri channel that we have, this is also one of the departments of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is giving us that platform. And the founder and the leader of Dawat Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he has given us this very beautiful mindset, and he has given us the beautiful gift of the Nek A'mal, which was previously known as the Madani In'amat. For the Islamic brothers, there are 72 questions. For the Islamic sisters, there are 63 questions. And for the children, there are 40 questions. So it's for all, everyone can take benefit from the Nek A'mal, the Pious Deeds booklet. This is a question and answers for us, in order for us to carry out these pious deeds and make our life a life of a practicing believer, inshallah ta'ala. One of these questions is that today did you recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 313 times? So a minimum of 313 times we should be reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. And 313 times, it won't take long at all. Literally within 10 minutes, we can sit down and recite 313 times upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We've mentioned this earlier as well in our programs. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a durood e pak. Sallallahu ala Muhammad is a complete durood e pak. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah is a complete durood e pak. So these few durood e pak that I've just mentioned to you, they're very short, but they complete durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if we do get the opportunity, recite these durood e pak inshaAllah ta'ala. And within a few minutes, within 10 minutes, give or take inshaAllah, you would have completed reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala 313 times. So let's all make this good intention inshaAllah ta'ala that all of us will recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam a minimum of 313 times. And through the blessings of this particular program of ours, what we will do is we will increase in our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I've just listed a huge list of different times when we can recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But remember, as we mentioned at the beginning of today's episode, there is no specific time to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is one of those worshippings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be done at any time. But I would always recommend that whenever you recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it must be done with immense adab, with great level of adab, with great level of etiquette and mannerisms in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whenever we are going to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, maintain your adab, maintain your etiquette inshaAllah ta'ala, and without any shadow of a doubt, you will definitely benefit from the blessings of the recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us all tawfiq and ability to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly throughout our lifetime inshaAllah ta'ala, and gain its benefits. Ameen. Bijahi Nabijin Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To continue this mindset in you, I recommend all of you to benefit from the platform of Dawat-e-Islami. Continue to watch the Madani Muzakirah of Amir al-Sunnah, which conduct every Saturday night live on Madani channel. And in addition to that, watch other programs and transmissions presented on Madani channel as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Through the blessings of all of these programs, this transition, the Madani Muzakirah and the other Madani religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami, your mindset to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, it will continue to increase inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq and ability. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiji Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mercy upon mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.